Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. And today we're joined by Bloomberg's Natalie Leung. DoorDash is testing out a new service that uses Waymo's self-driving cars to deliver food orders. It's happening in Phoenix, and Natalie joins us live now. Natalie, how does this work?
Yes, Margie. So tests of this delivery service in the Metro Phoenix area have started, and broader commercial operations are planned for later this year. So what will happen is some of people's orders on DoorDash might be delivered by a Waymo vehicle to their homes.
Okay, that sounds amazing. So how are the people going to know, and how would, I mean, somebody would have to be have the Waymo app, I imagine, so that they could open the car to get it?
So actually, you would just be ordering your order on DoorDash like you would. And if you get matched with the robot, it will notify you. So it's no guarantee that a robot would deliver a robot, but you wouldn't need a separate app for that.
Okay, and what kinds of restaurants and services are going to be able to use this DoorDash? Everything that is used now through DoorDash, or only certain parameters?
Yeah, so starting out, DoorDash has their own DashMart warehouses that act as sort of like fulfillment centers for convenience and grocery items. So these would be sort of the first stores where you could get robot delivery. And DoorDash said in the future that would be expanded to more restaurants.
I know there was a big presence for Waymo in Phoenix. Why are they testing it in Phoenix?
So Phoenix is their, you know, their first market, and because of regulations there that are friendlier for AVs, Arizona has on a whole has been sort of like a testing ground for a lot of these companies. And in fact, Waymo and Uber, which is DoorDash's rival, had an earlier delivery pilot that ended earlier this May. So Waymo has had some experience with delivery in that area.
And I guess it's flatter, too, so that's good. When do you think we might see it in San Francisco or the Bay Area?
Well, we don't know, but DoorDash said there is definitely potential after this pilot is seen through, and they will see whether they want to expand it to more markets in the future.
So this was something interesting that was on social media. There have been some posts with people complaining that the drivers either are delivering to the wrong address or even worse, eating some of the food.
Yeah.
So what can people do about this?
Yeah, I mean, these, you know, whether you want like a robot to sort of deliver your food to sort of avoid these situations, it's still kind of early days. Like if you think about, you know, how expensive some of these robo-taxis are, the size of the fleet, the number of cars that are on the road today are still very small compared to the number of, you know, human couriers that are on the road. So it will still take some years for it. For that scale to match, you know, how many drivers there are out there these days.
Are there any incentives for people given to people in Phoenix to try out the service?
Definitely, there's, you know, today the news got out, and so there would definitely be a lot of excitement, and people will be seeing cars on the road. And as I mentioned earlier, Uber and Waymo has piloted this for about a year, ending in May. And so restaurants would have gotten the word, and it will be up to them whether they want to continue this method of delivery.
Fascinating stuff. Thank you so much for breaking it down for us. That is Bloomberg's Natalie Leung.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.